Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Carlinia. Welcome to Living Heaven on Earth with Carlinia Springer and Cornelia Stephanie.
Hi, Cornelia.
Hi, it's so good. I'm so excited for today's show because I love the topic that you brought. And the topic is stop waiting and start playing.
Yes.
I love that.
You know, I found so many times in my life that I was, just as I said in the synopsis, I was waiting for the right time, waiting for the right person. And really what I found was that I was scared. I was in a place of fear and I wasn't stepping forth. I wasn't stepping forward. I was waiting for permission. I was waiting for somebody to agree with me, for someone to come along with me. And what I discovered was when I was able to take that first step and do whatever that was that I wanted to do, other people joined me. And so the support that I thought I did not have was there all along. I just needed to be able to step out. Nobody had the vision or the dream that I have, just like no one, whoever's listening, no one has your vision and your dream. So no one can act on it. You have to act on that. And so this is, you know, that's where I came up with that topic. Stop waiting, start playing.
Yeah, I love that. And I want to read the episode description to everybody so that we can really, tune into what it is that we're going to be talking about here. And everybody that is listening, today's the perfect day for you to call in. Call us at 1-800-930-2819 with any challenge that you have, any blocks, any limitations, or you just want to share where you're at. So Carlinia is here and she is offering free coaching for people today on this call. And then there's also some free gifts that we're going to be offering. So call us up and we're going to give you the gifts that that are going to even surprise us. So 1-800-930-2819. So here is the episode description for today's show. Are you really open to receiving? We are the keepers of ancient ancestral wisdom that flows just as naturally as we breathe. It leads and guides, but we have forgotten how to tune in, and so we wait. We wait for that right person, that right time, the right season. We wait. There's a part of us that remembers the old ways. Everything comes in its own time at the right time. If you're struggling with waiting and you're ready for a breakthrough, you don't want to miss today's show. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about stop waiting and start playing. So thank you so much, Carlinia, for bringing out this topic and helping us integrate this consciousness, this new level of consciousness, because you really have to be ready. Like you said, you have to be ready. You have to be open to receiving and not be attached to what that looks like. So recently you found yourself challenged with money. What did you realize?
I realized that I wanted to dictate how it came and when it came. And in that space, I was actually blocking myself from receiving. So there are times when we want something and it's like we're telling God or we're telling the universe or whoever you believe in, we're telling God that it needs to come this way and it needs to look this way, and this is how it's supposed to come. Instead of really being open to receive understanding that God is source, and source can choose whatever channel he wants to bring or to give you whatever that blessing is that is yours. And you don't have control over that how. So in that process, as I stepped back and I took a look at what happened, because I was in the midst of, I was getting my website together. I was doing a whole lot of work and I didn't have a lot of time to focus on what I didn't have. I focused really on my vision, on my dream. And when I got to a place of relative completion, what I discovered was that now my majority of my energy was freed up from working on the vision. It moved back to money. And it, even though I'm not gripped by fear the way I used to around money, I could still feel it. You know, I could still feel that apprehension come up. And I realized that, oh, okay, this, I'm either moving towards my vision or I'm moving in a place of fear. And there's a higher order of wisdom operating here. And that actually came through me, higher order of wisdom. That's how, because we often get stuck in how is this going to happen? Like, we have all of these challenges and we don't know how it's going to happen. And we stay there and we stay in that place and we're spinning, we're waiting for something. We're hoping, we're wishing, we're praying. But really that prayer, it's not a communication to God. Like, I know you have my back. It's like, I'm scared. Would you please come and save the day? Right. And so we're operating in this place of fear and we can't hear that wisdom that is constantly flowing through us. And like I said, there is a natural order and a natural timing to things. And when we're in a place of fear, we lose sense of that timing and we can't move. We can't move in that natural flow. And so things are off. We get shaken. Whoever is in our environment is shook, right? Because it's energy and our energy is. It's when we're in fear, it's spreading everywhere. The same way our joy spreads, our fear spreads. So yeah, that's where I was. And that's what I discovered this past month here.
Yeah, I just think that you and I, we have a lot of parallels. You and I, we really do. We, you know, we have different times, but very parallel realities. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I found myself also this week when I woke up. I think it was on Monday of last week. This week is Friday, so on Monday I woke up, and I there was a lot of fear in my space when I woke up. And the thing is, usually the way that things work for me is, I take a giant leap of faith. I take this huge step, right? And so I take this huge leap. Like, I say yes before knowing that it's going to be okay. And I trust that this giant leap that I'm taking is going to support me and that it's going to be great. And then all of a sudden, what happens is that the lower based energy that is still in my physical body will come to the surface so that it can be cleared and that it can be released and it can be healed, so that my higher vision, which is the yes part, the yes in the unlimited abundance of the universe, right, is matched with my physical body so that they are, you know, in sync and harmonizing. So that's where I was at on Monday. And I'm like, whoa, there's just all this fear that's here. And so usually when I wake up in the mornings, I'm like so excited to get out of bed. I can't wait to get out of bed and get started, right? So I, you know, I journal, I do my meditations, I have my morning ritual, and I just love getting started. I'm not too excited to get started when I have a bunch of fear in my space that I first have to clear. And like you said a little bit ago, it's different now than it was years ago when we first started doing this process. So for everybody that's listening, it's all, you're going to move through these areas, these pockets of fear. It's just, you know, releasing them and knowing to move beyond them, how to move beyond them. And that's the reason why we do these shows. So In my journal, I just pulled up this thing that I wrote on Facebook, because I think it goes perfectly right here with what you're talking about, Carlinia. And that is this level of trust. So I said, I recently woke up with fear to clear, fear exposing itself. And this time it was about uncertainty, trusting life without a plan, saying yes first, and the plan comes later. So what am I doing? I'm devoted to my mastery. I'm devoted to the light, choosing the highest branches to the deepest roots, choosing to unite to source, moment to moment, trusting this period of uncertainty and becoming conscious of my creation. Not knowing what's next, trusting my way forward, trusting myself with each step that I take, feeling for my abundant core, pure thoughts, abundant thoughts, invoke emotions in me that are in integrity with my truth, tending to my vibration with every soft, loving thought, with every grounded, graceful step I take. I assert myself, taking action on my ideas, being fueled from my desires. This loving frequency I emit, not knowing what's next and being okay with that. All I desire is being drawn to me. I love being a woman, magnetic, fulfilled on purpose, clear, sovereign I am. I choose love. I choose unity. I choose the high road. My greatest power is to allow. Miracles happen all the time. What does a miracle in your life look like?
That's beautiful. I remember when I saw that, when I read that, and I saw that picture of you climbing a mountain. I was like, oh my God, if that was, that looked fearful. I don't know how high up you were on that mountain. I didn't see any ropes. I just saw you like a rock climber free climbing.
Yeah. And that's really, you know, we really want to experience that freedom in all areas of our life, you know, free from all of the limitations that we've been conditioned by. So like when you were talking about, you were challenged with money. I found that when we're challenged with money, it depends on where you're at with the work, the amount of work that you've done, and you've healed your relationship with money, and you don't have any judgments around what's going on. You don't have any judgments around money. You don't have any judgments. And I always find that what you were saying, you were challenged with money, and that you wanted it to come from a certain direction, from a certain place. You wanted it to come from here, and you were being in control of that, and you were dictating to the universe, to God, where you wanted to come from. I think that's one area of it. And then the other area that trips us up is the date, because
by when it gets there.
Yeah, like, you know, like you know, you're like, you have a date, a Gregorian date that you need to have it by, right?
Yes.
So you have to have it by this date, because, and that's where it trips up. But if we move into the truth, and that is we are living in our circular environments, and that we're creating from a circular place, from a circular spiral, right? We're moving in circles, not based on a date. That's the trick. It was such a trick to be able to realize that, oh my gosh, you know, it's if we're moving back into the circular place and take the date out of it, because the date was also based on a Gregorian timeline. And since we're moving into our organic, back to nature timeline, we're moving back into the spiral of conscious creation. And that's not based on the date, a Gregorian date that was right set up. So if we can take the date out of it, I guarantee you that if you're looking to manifest some money and you don't have a date attached to it, you're going to feel like, oh yeah, this, I don't care where it comes from. I don't care when it comes. It's coming.
Yes. And it comes quicker.
It does.
It comes quicker.
It comes quicker because there's no resistance. Right? There's no resistance. So I want to invite people to call in today and talk to us. So if you can resonate to what it is that we're talking about here with wanting to manifest something, and if you're attached to it, or if you want some clarity around it, you can give us a call at 1-800 930-2819. And so we're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be back with Carlinia Springer, and we're stopping the waiting and we're starting to play. We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert, and get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
So you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth with Carlinia Springer, and all of you who are listening, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. So Carlinia, I just want to tell you, we were talking in the break, and I just want to tell you that you are absolutely glowing. And I wanted to say that publicly. I could say that to you behind closed doors, but I did want you to know that whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because you are just glowing from the inside out. I can just see it, and the beauty is just radiating out of you. This love and this beauty that you so freely share with everybody. You were sharing with me a text that you had written that you posted today, and I'd like you to share that.
Okay, here we go. So I sent out a graphic and it said, you can never cross the ocean unless you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. And then I wrote, to go against the dominant thinking of your family, friends, and those you associate with every day is perhaps the most difficult act of courage you will ever perform.
Yeah.
The most difficult act of courage you will ever perform. Stop waiting, start playing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's absolutely resonates such truth. And to come to this kind of truth, it, you know, because again, the events in your life, the relationships and experiences are our teacher, our greatest teacher. That's how we come to realize the things that these words and what you were just texting today. So through the lessons that you've learned, talk to us about the waiting and the agreement and the conditioning when you were married, what you were doing.
Yeah, I spent so much time waiting for him to be on the same page so we could move forward, waiting for his permission, not really his permission. I didn't need his permission, but his agreement. I wasn't giving myself permission to move. And the truth is, it was that I was in a place of fear. Even though there were times I didn't think I had fear, it was just my level of insight wasn't that deep. And I couldn't see that was it. Because if there was no fear, if I didn't care what he thought or what anybody else thought, I would have been able to move freely. The things that we, you know, if you want to go shopping for a purse or a dress or, you know, some clothes or whatever, you don't have to ask anybody's permission to do it. You just go do it. But when you find yourself waiting and wondering what people will think or what they're going to say, or, you know, are they going to judge you, and you're going back and forth, that's that fear. And when we don't have a very clear vision for our life, and when we haven't heard the voices of pain within us, we live in a very harsh world. And we begin to judge ourselves with those same voices that we hear outside of us. And it stops us. And so we find ourselves spinning and waiting, and we can't hear that natural flow of wisdom that said is an ancient ancestral wisdom. It's the wisdom our ancestors walked with that kept harmony on this earth for millions of years, or however long the earth has been around with people. When we can't hear that, we're either walking in our vision or we're walking in fear. And when we don't have a vision, we're really moving purely in survival. We're doing what we have to do to survive till the next day, to get up and do that cycle again. And it takes its toll. It eats away at our soul. It eats away at our spirit, at who we are. And I saw that, you know, there are times when you're with someone, and even though there may not be outer opposition, because it wasn't outer opposition for me, but there was no support. There was no, oh yeah, you can do this, right? And now you're moving with an energy that you don't even know is not, if someone has your back, like 100%, even 50%, you know that. And it allows you to move much easier. If you don't have that, it's like you're trying to move through water, like you're trying to run through water and you're not getting anywhere. And that creates depression. It creates anxiety. So there are those of you out there that you're doing things. And you may be out there connecting with a whole lot of people, but at home, it's not so much. And there are things that you have a vision for, ideas that you have that you're unable to express, because there's some part of your energy that you really haven't heard is being reflected in that person. It's not like it's not their fault. It's being reflected in them. But when you can begin to hear you, right, Cornelia, when you can begin to hear those voices, that pain, you can talk a little bit about the struggle with the anxiety and depression that you had. You can't move in that state. That's a place where fear just grips you and literally stops you. And there's no purpose to that, to those emotions, other than to stop you from expressing who God said you are.
Yeah. There's so many things. I mean, you're channeling, you're talking, and then I'm just like, yeah. You know, the way that I feel about this in a whole of what you said is each person is to be sovereign within themselves. And what does sovereign mean? Sovereign means to self-govern and self-rule. And all the places where we've given our power away outside of ourselves to other people, for whatever reason, in our family relationships, in our business relationships, in our intimate relationships, We've given our power away to people please, to will you approve of me? Will you love me if I'm good? Will you accept me? Will you? All of these things. And part of our awakening and part of God's plan for all of us is to remember that we don't need to look outside of ourselves for any approval, for any permission, for anything like that, because we already are.
Yes.
We already are. And we already have everything that we need inside of ourselves. And that it's not up to somebody else to accept us and to approve of what it is that we're saying or approve of who it is that we are. It's up to each and every one of us to accept who it is we are and to approve what it is that we are. And all the places within ourselves where we've given our power away, and think about this, where we've given our power away to countless and countless and countless of times, events would occur and we drop our power here and we drop our authority here and we give our authority here to the government, or we give our authority here to the doctor, or we give our authority here to the lawyer. All these people that we've given our power away instead of really researching or knowing what something, how we define something to be true.
Yes.
And really being, you know, experiencing the authority within ourselves. I mean, that's where we're all going. We're all going to that place because, you know, we all have everything that we need. So we don't need to even, you know, look outside of ourselves for that anymore. It's like really to realize that we have the gifts inside and that you don't need to ask anybody for permission, right?
Yeah. And I think that a lot of times people get stuck in that place because they hear us say, okay, you have to go inside and talk to them a little bit about what that looks like when you go inside in real simple, practical terms. What does that look like?
When you go inside?
Yes.
Yeah. When you go inside, you listen to the voice within. You listen to the truth of who you are. You listen to your own inner being. You listen to the voice of God. So you listen to that, and that is enough. That is enough. That is the truth. Now you're going to have, when you go within, you're also going to have the lower ego there. You're going to have the wounded child there. You're going to have the victim consciousness there. You're going to have all of those voices too. But when you know that you're transcending all of that, the scared ego, the wounded ego, the wounded child, you're learning how to love all of those parts of yourself free. But going within yourself is going within your soul and listening to what is there through journaling, through being curious and being intimate with yourself. Into me, you see, intimate.
Yeah.
To be intimate with your thoughts, to care about what you want, what's important to you, what's meaningful to you, what makes you happy, how do you want to be loved, what do you think about this, when you ask your inner self, and to know that's enough.
Yes. And, you know, I call that because I sent a text yesterday and I think I put a hashtag gentle openings, and you just described gentle opening, because whatever is going on within us is being reflected in the relationships that we have outside of us. And that's the gentle opening. So you don't have to force it. It doesn't have to be hard and it doesn't have to be difficult. You get to love you gently. Through the harshness of life, you get to be compassionate. You get to be compassionate to you.
And you know, to even talk about this further, it is the feminine energy in all of us that is that part in all of us, whether you're male or female, that compassion, that voice of softness, that gentleness, that kindness that is speaking to you, no matter if you don't have any money. No matter if you gained 10 pounds, no matter if you felt like you made mistakes and things aren't working out, especially during the challenging times, the softer and more gentle and compassionate that you can be, the better it is for you, because you're the one that is structuring that environment now. And by you giving that to yourself, by going in and giving that to yourself, you can then give that out. And that is the ripple effect that is healing the world.
Yes.
Right. That is the ripple effect.
It's building our capacity to be in relationship with other people naturally, organically.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to skip the break, Carlinia, because I feel like we're in such a flow right now. I just want to skip it. And so I just want to stay here because this whole piece, you know, of, and I'm sure that you can relate to this too, you know, when we're frustrated or when we're in fear or when we are not in our flow, not in our play, not in our joy, not relaxed and happy, and where that inner bully, it's that negative self-talk that talks to us. And, you know, that's the part that we want to stop. That's the part when the obstacles appear, when the challenges are there. Can you be as soft and as compassionate to yourself as the mother would be towards you if you fell and hurt yourself as a child or whatever? But it's that kind of compassion, that kind of understanding. Yeah.
No, I think that creates the greatest gentle opening, that right there, because I experienced it this week.
Did you? Tell us how.
You know, just at times feeling deeply saddened, and then, but in that place, literally putting my hand on my heart, just that right there is calming. But then I just say, it's okay. I put my hand on my heart. And I'm like, it's okay. It really is. It's okay. And so whenever, and that's a practice that I just organically began to do. To comfort. I wasn't thinking, like, I didn't hear somebody say, go comfort yourself this way. It's just something that, you know, through my grief and through my pain that I began to do. And so I'll teach it to other people, but I found myself doing it. And in that space, you allow yourself the space to feel. You can feel the harshness and know it's okay. You're safe. And the other thing I would tell myself is, it's all right. I'm not going anywhere. I got you. I love you. I'm not abandoning you. I got you. I'm going nowhere, yeah. You know? And it takes a minute to get to that. But if anytime you feel even the slightest bit of anxiety, you put your hand on your heart and you just call yourself by name and just say, it's okay. That calling yourself by name, I had a friend tell me, when you call yourself by name, it's a command that you're giving to your brain. And so your brain focuses wherever you put your attention, that's what your brain will draw to you. So by calling myself by name, I understood that that's what I was doing because somebody shared that with me. But it really, that whole process is just calming. And it's like, okay. And that feeling, the grief, the anger, the sadness, it lifts. And then you may be okay in the next moment. And then maybe an hour or so later, you feel it again. It's okay. It, like, literally, it's all right.
Oh my gosh. That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. It's such a beautiful practical step. And speaking about it in the moment, what you do in the moment, I relate to that. It's something that I do also. And, you know, the other thing that I do is I go, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. I say that because it's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you feel or what you're doing. It doesn't matter. You're so beautiful. You know, if I love you anyway, it's like, there's nothing that you can do. It's almost like any negativity just repels off. It just falls off when there's nothing but this pure love, this love, like the love of our Creator. That's how God loves us. And that's what we're in training to do. And that's what we're in training to be. That's what unity consciousness means. It means that we love like God does, that we love like Christ does, that we love like the mother and father of the highest order, that of source energy, that we love like that in our physical forms.
Yes, and you said that, and I know for me, like, prayer is like really important, that constant communication with the Creator, because without, I can't do that on my own. That I love me just on my own, in my own willpower and all of that, that's not going to work. So that connection with the Supreme Being is primary. And then everything follows after that, because when you align yourself with soul, you're aligning yourself with divine order, the highest order in the universe is the Supreme Being's order. And although we fall and we make mistakes, it's like, come back into alignment and know that it's okay, because God sent you here for a purpose, saw something magnificent in you. So even when you're beating yourself up, you're saying, God, you lied about telling God you lied. He lied about you. Yeah. He lied about you, about who you are. Because, like, no, I brought you here for a purpose, for a specific reason. At this place where you are, you probably can't fully see it. You may be walking in it to some degree, but we're not fully expressed. And so we have to grow. We have to learn. We have to expand. We have to come out of our comfort zone. Staying in our comfort zone keeps us spinning in that place of, how is this going to happen? The indecision, you know, all of that is really fair. And so for, you know, those of you who are struggling right now with what your family is thinking, what your associates are going to think about you, I want you to pull that energy back in. Anytime your mind goes to that place, use that as a sign to say, what do I want? What did God tell me? Because that's what's most important. What is this pain that I feel, this insecurity? What is it trying to tell me? There's something I haven't heard, right? There's some part, and that's where Cornelia said journal, because there you can hear that voice speak. And I always say, but underneath that voice is the voice of wisdom. That's that ancient flow that is telling you, go here, do this, stop, talk to that person, wait. You can hear that. But you have to train yourself to be in that flow, because we've been conditioned out of it, and we've been conditioned to look outside of us for how and strategize. And like you said, talking about Gregorian time, when it comes to money, if you take the time out of it, because you're putting pressure, oh my God, it has to be paid by this time. If you can take your time, your that time out of it, and that's a practice, that's a constant practice, gentle practice. Shifting from anxiety to I love you and it's okay.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful what you said. Yeah. You know, the other thing is everything, all the practical steps that you said, and then in addition, you've heard many times before. You've heard this, and audience, you've heard this. We hear all the time that we're not alone, and that we're not alone, and that we are so loved by our Creator, by our angels, our teams, our soul family, our brothers and our sisters. We are so loved. And in addition to all of that, and I think this is what I would love to see more of, is that we publicly say to each other, I love you.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, you know, like, I love you, Carlinia. I was so excited again coming on the show today, doing the show with you. And I just have a genuine love and appreciation for what we've created here in this short amount of time that we've known each other. And I just have such a genuine love for you, and being able to, you know, collaborate with you the way that we have. And also, one of my main things was to demonstrate and be a living example of being of support and supporting in whatever way that I can. And I don't just do that here, but I do that in all aspects of my life with the people that I come in contact with and that I don't come in contact with, because it's the ripple effect. Everything that we do for ourselves, we do for each other. That's really the new earth in creation. That is heaven on earth. I mean, in heaven, we can say to each other, I love you. I love you. I really love you. And I love the people that I haven't even met. I love the people that I haven't even talked to, and that we, you know, that we all have that love for each other. But to publicly say it, it's more accepted, you know, when you're like maybe going to a church or you're at a seminar, you're at a retreat, or you're in a private circle or something like that. But really to be able to say, hey, I love you.
You know, I have to say I love you, because I was thinking just, I want to say a couple of days ago about how we met. And at the time that we met, I was in such a closed place, in such a painful place. And you came to me and you saw something in me. I wasn't trying to talk to anybody. I was just going there to get some information. And you just, it's like Spirit said, go get her. You went and you got me and you would not let me go. And you were like, no, you have to come here. You have a message. Let's get this out. And you were pushing me and supporting me. And just that really was truly a demonstration of love. You didn't know me. And at that place, like I said, I was in a place of pain. And so we can't judge our circumstances, because what God has put in us is so much bigger than who we are. It's we hear people say it, that our gift will make room for us. And that's a perfect example, right? Of your gift making room for you.
The thing about you, and well, you know, I see your soul, but I see that with anybody too, is that I'm able to, you know, see the person's highest potential. That's really the thing. I'm able to see that, and then I speak to that. And then because I see that and they don't see that, that's like, you know, like I see it, it's like a no-brainer, but they're not feeling it yet. So it takes the collaboration. But I want to tell the audience today is that you were just on television. You were just on television. Tell everybody where you live and tell us about your television experience of what happened. You went on to say what?
Oh my goodness. I was on Fox 5 Morning News in Washington, D.C. What was so crazy was I was trying to do so many things. I was in this place. That's why I said you can't judge, you know, by what's going on with you. I was in a place of overwhelm, trying to do so many things. When a text came through, said Fox 5 Morning News wants you on their morning segment sometime this week. That was a Monday. And I'm like, oh my God, I said, can we do this on Friday? I just felt like I was so unprepared. And she said, okay, what about Thursday? I said, okay, Thursday or Friday, but I really prefer Friday. So I actually got Friday. And what we did was I talked about writing a letter to the younger version of yourself, a letter of appreciation, a letter of love and appreciation. And the thing is, I had to create, visuals, something I really have never done. And what was so, you have to be prepared, you guys, because you never know when you're called. There was a green room. I see some of my colleagues didn't have a green room when they were called on the news, but there was a green room. But guess what? I think I was supposed to go on at like 8:45 in the morning. And I'm in there and I'm watching Fox 5 News on the screen. And they say, oh, coming up in our next segment is a life coach. And she's going to talk about A, B, C, and D. And no one had come in there yet to mic me up or to say, hey, this is what you're doing. And there was nobody around that I could talk to. So I got on the phone and I called the person that booked me. And as I'm talking to our young lady, she steps in and she says, we're going to be ready. We walked out there. Nobody even said, it's time for this thing to start. Camera started rolling. The lady started talking to me. I mean, she hugged me and introduced herself to me like a minute before. And they were trying to set up the studio. So if I wasn't prepared, I would have been so shaken. I didn't know where to look, or I had a personal video and I'm turning all kinds of ways. What camera am I supposed to look at? They like, just talk to her. And it 3.5 minutes and it was done. But if I wasn't prepared, you know, proper preparation prevents poor performance. That was a perfect example.
Yeah, I know you were so great though, because I saw the clip. I didn't hear what you said, but I know that you were amazing. What is it that you asked the women to do, because you came there with a specific message, and I think it's a perfect thing to tie into our discussion today here. You asked the women to do something.
Yeah, so this was like a three-day journey. So initially, they would write a letter to the younger version of themselves, and this letter basically was saying, you know, I'm sorry, I haven't heard you, and I'm going to take the time to hear you, right? I feel you, like, in my anxiety, and I, you know, like, I feel your presence, but I really didn't realize I hadn't heard your voice. And so you write that letter the first day, and then you take a like a poster board, and you write, draw 10 circles and hearts, and just 10 amazing things. Think about one incident that really was painful to you, where you probably weren't heard, seen, acknowledged, or something. And think about 10 amazing things that you did since that time. Now, that could be back in childhood. It could be something that happened at your job. I'd say go back as far as you can in your memory. And the second day, you do the same thing. The third day, you do the same thing. And when I say the same thing, I'm talking about writing 10 amazing things that you did. And it doesn't have to be anything that anybody else would think is amazing, because this really has to do with your emotions. So sometimes just being able to have a conversation may be the amazing thing that you did, that you had the courage to do that. You had the courage to reach out to somebody. You were kind to someone. Simple things. And then the third day, you write a letter. You write a letter of appreciation to your younger self, because that younger self who went through all of that pain and withstood all that pain has allowed you to be where you are today, with the level of awareness and giving the space that you're in today. It's because of that younger person being able to withstand whatever it is you went through. Take that letter, address it to yourself, mail it to yourself. And on a day when you're not feeling so good, open that up and remind yourself of who and what you are and how absolutely amazing you are.
What a beautiful.
3.5 minutes.
That was it, but beautiful. Well done. Yeah. Well done. Excellent. Well done. You know, this is just such a wonderful practice. How can people, first of all, get to your website? Let's talk about your website, how they can get there. And then let's talk about the free gift for today, Carlinia, that you're offering everybody.
Oh, okay. So my website is destinyembraced.com, destinyembraced.com. And if you go to Sacred Spaces, you'll see on their Sacred Spaces Wisdom Guide. That's the free gift. It's a free download. And so you can download that. That's part of my story. And there are also some extra. So it's like, it literally is like a book. It could be a book. I guess I could publish it. But it's my story. It's my journey, part of it. And at the end, the second part of it is actually a workbook where you can begin learning how to shift your attention from your pain, reclaim your energy, reclaim your voice, literally reclaim your power, because our emotions is literally energy in motion. And when we're holding it down, it's leaking all over the place, and it's showing up in the people, the angry situations and people that are around us. And when we begin to hear those voices, we pull that energy back and they stop. They leave your life, or they shift and they rise with you. So, yeah, go to destinyembrace.com, look for Sacred Spaces, look for the Sacred Spaces Wisdom Guide, and you'll just put in your name and email, and you'll be able to download that free gift.
And then you're offering 10 free 30-minute coaching sessions today?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Yes. And so if you would like to have a clarity session with me, you can go there as well. Under Sacred Spaces, you will see a place where you can book an appointment with me. Based on your availability, and we can have a 30-minute breakthrough session. You know what, Cornelia? I do want to mention, Cornelia has a 21-day, the Keeper of the Garden, that I listened to a sample of, I think it was one day, of 21 days Keeper of the Garden, and that was so powerful. I think I want people who come on here to know about that, So okay. Can you tell them how they can access it? And I think you guys, it's just literally is $1 a day, right? It's $21 for a 21-day program. And that program is, it's like, it encompasses what I'm talking about, but it's going to help you shift your energy. And she has very small meditations. Absolutely beautiful. Please tell them.
Yeah. It's the keeper of the garden, and you are the keeper of the garden. Each person is the keeper of the garden. And so having a practice every day where you connect with that inner garden of yours and rewrite the story of your life really is what it is. And it's just a meditation that asks you some questions like, how do you feel? What is it that you want? What's important to you? What's your gratitude? And so that you can ground that into a 21-day, habitual program so that the garden that you're creating is based on peace, gratitude, I am love, I am abundant, I am clear, I am safe, I am home, I am whole, I am worthy, I am confident, I am lovable. Those kinds of things are through the keeper of the garden. And all of the areas where you don't feel abundant and where you don't feel loved or where you don't feel, there's a process that helps you release those negative emotions so that you can ground in your truth. And you can find out about the keeper of the garden at corneliastephanie.com. There's a tab that says keeper of the garden. Click on that and there's a if you scroll a little bit down, there is a player and it has sample of day one. 10-minute meditations in the morning to get you started on your day, because I know how busy everybody is. You know, we get up in the mornings and we hit the ground running and we run out the door and we have to do all of these things. One of the things that I've learned on my spiritual journey is that my core value has to be grounded in and having a full-time job, right? And on top of bringing your spirituality, grounding in your core values, what's important to you, really bringing that level of consciousness in is important. And a lot of people don't feel like they have time to do that. They don't feel they have time to meditate. They don't feel they have time to journal. So that's why I kept it for 10 minutes a day. I made it really simple. And it's a lifetime practice. You're going to do it one time for 21 days. And then in about 4 months, you'll pick it up and do it again, because it's that healing. It's that helpful. Really gets you to know, who am I? Who am I really? And what is it? What's the purpose in my life? And what is it really that I want? Because you're doing what we talked about earlier, is you're asking yourself, what do you want, right?
Yeah.
So it's been a wonderful call, Carlinia. We are just about almost complete here for today. I just want to leave the people with, we talked about, how important it is to play and to stop procrastinating and play now and not be in resistance, right? So you said, put play first, put that joy first. What is it that people can do to strengthen themselves right now? What are the three steps or things that people can do that will support them?
Well, you know what, when I think about play, I think about doing what makes your heart sing, right? I saw you climbing a mountain, right? And some people, it may be dancing. Other people, it may be drumming. It may just be getting together with like-minded friends that you haven't gotten together with for a long time and just letting your hair down, like not being so serious. It's not that serious, because what happens is that in that space, there's this connection. A natural connection, natural synchronicities occur, and things open up. Like you said, when you let go of that Gregorian calendar, that time thing that we got going on, and the thing is, we're time travelers. We're still traveling with our anxiety. We're traveling in the past and in the future, doing things we can't control. And if we're playing, we're creating, but we're creating faster because that vibration is so high, it's so light, it's love, it's joy. The things that we want begin to come to us, right? So I'd say play, like this weekend, go do something you love with somebody that you absolutely adore, whoever that is. And if you don't have that person, whether it's someone of the same sex or another sex, whatever, go meet somebody. You know what I'm saying? Just take yourself out. Like, treat yourself. Treat you. Just treat you the same way you would want somebody else to treat you. And I wanted to read really quickly before we go, because I said
this. You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds.
Okay. At any moment, you must be willing to give up who you are right now for who you are becoming. Your dream must be bigger than your ability.
And must be bigger. Yeah. And that is really well said. So we're going to leave it at that. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. Thanks, Carlinio, for bringing a great conversation. We'll see you next time. Ciao, everybody. Bigger than you are.
Yes.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.